Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Right on time. Here we are. This is the Eric Terrell Show. I'm happy for this. First of all, this is what you want to know, and this is what I'm going to learn you. How do you have a great body, okay? How do you have a great body? Scratch that. How do you have a better body this summer? I say that because my body will never be great. My body will always, it'll pretty much always be subpar. I've given up hope, because of who I compare myself to. Sometimes we give up hope when we compare ourselves to a hopeless situation, when we compare ourselves to things that aren't things, things like Gabe, things like the Gabe Keys. My special guest is going to tell you how to have a great body, how to have a better body, what you need to do. He's going to give you some keys, and he is the man to do it, and I will learn you why in some short moments. My co-host is not here today. My co-host had some things to do. She's, doing meetings, running for president. I don't know what she's doing. My co-host, Hillary Clinton, will be joining me very shortly. So sit tight for Hillary Clinton, a.k.a. Asia Downing. Now, Hampton, Virginia, all of my listeners and all of my friends and all of my family, all of my, professors, all of my people from Hampton, Virginia, I want to thank you if you're listening to this now or archived, whenever you're listening to the Eric Terrell Show. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for listening to me on the radio. But you can listen to me. You can see me as I perform for you in living color. You can see that if you're in Hampton this Friday and Saturday at Kazi's Comedy Club. I will be in Hampton this weekend, May 6th, May 7th. Now, here we go. Last week, we had, I guess, what you may call the number of the show, or the number to take from the show, a number of the day, if you will. Now, I don't know how long we can keep that up, but I do know that we can and we will keep it up for at least one more week, because I have another number. Last week, our number was 25, okay? Most successful marriages happen between couples who get married prior to being together for 25 months. Marriages that turn into, divorce court happen after 25 months. They are wed after being together for 25 months. 25 months was the sweet spot. And if I had to have a number for today's episode, the number would be 80. Now, 80 is a number that was derived, or that was resulted, for lack of a better term, in 2013, 3 years ago. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention made this number, and CBS News reported that number 3 years ago in 2013. 80 what? 80% of American adults do not get the proper amount of exercise every week. So, 8 out of my 10 listeners, if you're listening, chances are you ain't exercising right. You ain't doing what you should be doing, but don't feel bad because the voice you're listening to probably exercises less than you do. I've yet to find someone who exercises less than I do, which is ironic, you know, because Gabe is a good friend of mine. I swear he is, but you couldn't tell that by looking at us. Here we go. I have a co-host, Asia Downing. What's happening?
What's up? I'm going to chime in what you just said. I think I might exercise less than you do. You might have found
You know, I thought about before Gabe joined us, we should play a game of who's worse, who exercises the worst. just how bad are you? Like that needs to be. Asia, where the hell are you? Are you on the bus? What is this noise?
No, I'm walking outside to my car. It's just the wind. It's about to start.
Oh, yeah.
Windy City. You know that's where
I'm at. Right. You do live in the Windy City. I can't live in a place that's always windy because, I mean, based on reasons that the two of us just stated, we would probably blow away.
Blow away?
we need to stay where the wind is not. So listen here. Asia, so 80% of American adults do not get the proper amount of exercise every week. Now, what I would say in response to that number, what I would tell the U.S. government, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is that, you know what, maybe what if 80% of American adults are doing just fine? What if we don't care? What if this 80%?
If it's not life threatening, it's just cool. We just don't. We all right. It's all right.
We all right. What if we good? What if we can just get by like this? You know. You'll figure.
I believe that. I'm sorry.
So here's the thing. This report by CBS News says that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention analyzed this survey, more than 450,000 U.S. adults. Now, we're not getting the proper exercise a week. We know that. And they say that this potentially sets us up for years of health problems. So what they would say in response to my response is, you know what, maybe you are doing just fine, but you know, maybe you won't always be doing just fine. Maybe there will come a day when you're going to think about the day you laughed and joked on the air, on the radio, talking about, hey, I'm not getting exercise, while you sitting up somewhere nursing your knee and nursing yourself, drinking, taking 18 pills a day. I don't know what I'm going to have to do, but I don't want that to happen to me, Asia, because I'm too busy for that. I got things to do.
Right. We'll have to worry about that a little later. I will tell you this. I'm not too concerned about it right now. At all.
No, not at all. So here we go. Quickly, my special guest is going to join us momentarily. What's really relevant? All right. Now, Asia, I told you I wanted to mention this. I felt like mentioning it, and I got a notification. I got a update. A notification from my application on my phone from USA Today. And USA Today reported that North Carolina's bathroom law is discriminatory. Okay, now this law is known as HB2. Okay, and the Justice Department says that it is discriminatory. Don't ask me to go much further than that. I mean, I'm looking at the article. It doesn't say much, but I don't have much for you. But what I want to say is that I don't think it's disrespectful towards transgenders to say that a neutral bathroom is kind of weird. I think it's okay to think this is weird. Now, maybe I'm alone. Maybe people think that they should have somewhere they can go. I just think we all should just go to the bathroom with what we look like. I think that would make things make sense. Okay, I don't want to explain to my children why these women and females are going to the same bathroom. It's too much to explain at a baseball game. It's too much to explain while we out to see wrestling. You know, I just don't want to deal with that. AJ, am I a bad person?
No, I mean, I'm trying to understand this whole thing because I really don't have a problem with it either. But was there some, like, have there been some cases where transgender people have, like, attacked children? Like, because that's the only reason I would think that would be relevant. Like, all these people are like, oh, I don't want my child going to the bathroom with a transgender person because something could happen. Because something could happen, or did something happen? If nothing happened, they just trying to use the bathroom. You think somebody's sitting in there luring people, if somebody wanted to just be in a bathroom, a man could go into a woman's bathroom if he wanted to and do whatever he wants. Like, you just can't.
Oh, trust me. Certain people like me, we just use the bathroom. I mean, if the woman's bathroom's closer, I'll sneak in and sneak out just to get a quick peek. But
No, we're not going to.
I'm not transgender.
Right.
If you're, I mean, that's because I do a lot of strange things. I'm not what you should judge by. But if you're a transgender, I think the transgenders are the people who feel uncomfortable. I mean, we feel
right.
uncomfortable
that's
because
what they're trying to get
our kids
in and get
are
out.
In there. Yeah.
And if you, I mean, that's what I would think. And if it's such a big issue, don't just let your kids go to the bathroom by yourself. Why are you letting little kids go into the bathroom by yourself? Because stuff can happen, and it can happen. Like,
okay.
I just don't really see. This is going into like breastfeeding in public. Like, it's so stupid to me. I really don't even know why it's really relevant, because people are just making it into a big thing. People just want to make something big into something big, and then it's not bigger than
yeah.
what it really is. Because I really don't see. I mean, you got to go, like you say, to explain it to a child. Like, well, okay, he looked like a guy, and he's just going to the girls' bat. Or like, kids ask way too many questions. I definitely don't have time for that. Is he look like a girl? He going to the girls' bathroom? It makes sense in the story. We have no questions.
You know, do we make laws for the kids, or do we make laws for the LGBT community? I would feel a little uncomfortable, but no, the government doesn't care about me, and the government doesn't care about kids. The government cares about the LGBT. They are the people who pass laws. They are the people who have a voice. And sooner or later, it's going to be about 8 different bathrooms wherever you go, and we'll all be confused. We aren't going to know what to
go
do.
Go ahead. let them get their own bathroom. Hell, the dogs got their own bathroom now in the airport. Did you hear about that? You give an animal their own bathroom, you can give them their own bathroom.
I would stand up and protest against it, but I just don't want to be crucified. But anyway, listen. You want to know how to have a great body? Look, Asia doesn't want to know. I kind of want to know. I think I do want to know. It's weird. Like I said, my friend is going to join us. He's going to join us right now. I'm so happy to have him back. We did a show like this last year, Asia. I don't know if you remember. But it was a pretty good time, and both of us got exposed. I'm sure we'll get exposed even worse right now. My friend is joining us. He is, like I said, he's qualified for this topic. He's the 15 MP Maryland State champion, and here to tell you what that means is my man Gabe Keys. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, y'all?
I just read that from your Instagram.
Really?
But I know But I know that you have many, many rewards and many medals and championships for your physique contest. Tell us exactly how prestigious this stuff is. I said state champion. I didn't say neighborhood champion. Now, imagine how much better than me he looks.
So to elaborate, first of all, appreciate you having me on the show, Ed. It's always a
yes,
pleasure.
Sir.
So to elaborate just on the title, so to speak. So what it is, I am a men's physique competitor. That's what the MP stands for. So men's physique. So it's similar to bodybuilding, but it's not exactly as extreme as bodybuilding. So, you know, I'm not wearing men's physique competitors. We don't wear the spandex or the thong, as some people call it, that the bodybuilders wear. We wear board shorts, and the look for men's physique is more so cover model look. So the guys that you see on like Men's Fitness, Muscle Fitness, those lean, slender, matter of fact, summer body type looks, you know, the ideal look of how, you know, the average Joe or average guy would want to look like. That's what men's physique, you know, that's what that division is. So June would be a year since competing. So, yep, that's what it is.
Nice. Now, me and Gabe were in Miami, and we were going to the beach. And I had the thought then. I have the thought all the time. I'm thinking, you know, where is the beach for people like me? You know, where do we go? Where, because not only am I with Gabe and I'm with Darian, you know, our group. I'm obviously the thinnest person in the group, and I'm the only one without glasses. They had sunglasses. They had like stuff on their body. I was the only one with a t-shirt on. I had a t-shirt on. I'm like, this is a bad match of friends. Like, where's the beach? Where's the beach for regular people? Now I don't think you have an answer for that question, Gabe. But tell us first of all, what's different about the summer? Okay, what would you advise your trainees? Gabe is a personal trainer, a successful company, fitness company, motivational fitness company. What would you advise your trainees to do now that's different than the counsel you would give them any other time of the year?
Yep. So time of the year obviously is a critical point for most people, you know, as the summer approaches. You know, come January, people, you know, New Year's resolution, I want to look good for the summer, blah, blah, blah. So the difference between my approach with and how I, you know, address my clients with now getting ready for the summer and the winter, the difference is in the winter, usually what we do, since we're pretty much covered up, it's cold in the winter. So you're covered up. Nobody's really caring or, you know, well, let me not say not caring, but, you know, you're not as cautious as how, you know, presenting your body, you know, skinless or whatever, as you are in the summer. So during that time, during the winter, we typically bulk. So what bulking is there's a period, maybe 12 to 16 weeks, where you add muscle, as much muscle as possible as you want. So with the bulking, that means you're going to gain weight, all right? So gaining weight, you're not going to have abs. So I have people who come to, or, you know, who I consult, you know, they say, I want to lose weight, but I want to tone. That doesn't make much sense, because your toning is adding muscle, and in order to add muscle, you have to gain weight. So you can't tone and lose weight at the same time. So just to clear that up. So basically, again, back to the point, we bulk, you know, add muscle, as much muscle as possible during the winter. And then, obviously, you're eating more food. And then as the summer approaches, so maybe starting around January, February, I make diet adjustments with my clients. So they'll be eating more food. They'll still be eating five to six meals, but the portions are smaller. Their macros are adjusted differently. So it's just all with the food intake. And then the training is more high-intensity interval training, where they're burning fat. to make sure that they're getting ready for the summer.
Cool. Now, you're clearly a part of the 20%. I said that 80% of American adults don't get the proper amount of exercise every week. Now, we're talking about year-round, every week, period. The U.S. government says that we don't get proper exercise. So the people who hear that may think, okay, well, what is the proper amount of exercise every week? And the U.S. government says in that article from CBS News that the government recommends adults get at least 2.5 hours of what they call moderate aerobic exercise every week, or 1 hour and 15 minutes of vigorous intensity activity a week, or both. So if you get 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic exercise a week, that would average to about 21.4 minutes a day. Now, the government probably doesn't even look as good as you do. So what would you say? How much working out does it take for people who really want to get right this summer?
Yeah, that's a good question. Honestly, and I tell people, you know, don't limit yourselves. Even with my clients, I say don't limit yourselves. So if, you know, they have the stat saying you need a minimum, you know, 24, 30 minutes of exercise in a day. So, you know, just because you hear that, are you going to limit yourself to 30 minutes? So I know, and in order to see results, obviously you got to put in the work. You got to go the extra mile. You got to do more of than what's, you know, what's given or what's required. So truthfully, my clients, you know, most of them train 5 to 6 days a week. I have, you know, the different packages to where, you know, you can come in as many days as you want, because you have to build that consistency. I know I didn't see the biggest changes in my body until I increased my workouts to 5 to 6 days a week. Now, I did used to work out 3 days a week. And, you know, of course, I saw results the first time because my body was still getting used. You know, I was fairly new to exercising. But once I was able to build that foundation, you know, and consistency with my muscles, I was then able to increase it to 5 to 6 days a week. And I'm telling you, as far as the results, seeing the results, being consistent, one, and then increasing the days to maybe 2 to 3 extra days on top of the 3 I was doing, the results, I'm telling you, it made a huge difference. So my suggestion to you all, you know, to the listeners, would be to at least work out 5 days a week, at least minimum, and 45 minutes to an hour max. It's all about how you maximize your time. If you're spending all that time talking and less time training, obviously you'll be in the gym longer. So maximizing the time, 45 minutes to an hour a day, 5 to 6 days a week will be my suggestion to get you looking the way you need to look.
Asia?
Yeah.
Five to 6 days, Asia. Are we doing this, Asia? 5 to 6 days? Oh.
No. That's a week. That's a week.
A week. Listen, there are tons of. Go ahead.
Eric, read that stat. What was the stat that you said again? What was the 80%? You said, what was the about the 80%?
Oh, 80% of American adults do not get the proper amount of exercise each week. That was done by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Three years ago, and the study was done with 450,000 U.S. adults based on the amount of exercise per week that I just stated, you know, 2.5 hours.
That 80%, that's huge, and you know, that's
80. none of us are working out, and we wonder why people say, oh, half of the population is obese and things like that. We don't do anything. we just want to live. People don't want to be told you need to work out. I mean, it seems like, and even when it comes to things that you have to do for you, people just don't want to be told to do anything. They don't want their dentist to tell them to floss every day. They don't want doctors to tell them to work out. They don't want the pastor to tell them to pray every morning and every night and read their Bible twice a day. They're like, you know, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone and let me live. People just want to live. And 80% are people who are just think they're too busy to take care of themselves. That's...
It's unfortunate until people are faced, they're forced, you know, to make, better health choices, such as, getting diabetes or, hypertension, all these different diseases, health-related diseases, that's when people start taking heed. So, we got to change that. We got to reverse that. We got to reverse those numbers.
Oh yeah. So to close us out, as we end the show, Gabe, let us know right now. First of all, if there's any more keys, anything that we missed, any more big tips, big keys, big advisements that you would give, and just how important is it? I know I kind of just said it's about taking care of you, but all these health issues that we have when we reach our middle age years that we wonder where they came from, just how important is it? Keys did we miss?
Yeah, sure. I can't even stress the importance enough, man. It's extremely important. Yeah, we want to look good. I mean, but your health and, as a cliche as it may sound, your health is wealth. You have to take care of your body day in and day out. And just over these past couple of months, there's been so many deaths that I've been, hearing about, some personal, just preventable, things that could have been preventable just through exercising. So in order to live life long, you want to live, have fun, do all that. But in order for you to continue doing that, you got to take care of your body. That's how important it is. And some points that, that you may have left out, or my suggestions to kind of help you all get ready for the summer. One, the biggest thing, prep your meals, man. do food prep. Some people, say it's time consuming, which I agree, it is time consuming, but the best thing to do, one, at the start of the week, write down a list of foods that you can go out and buy during the week. That way, once you go to the grocery store, you'll know exactly what to get, and then spend 2 to 3 hours prepping for the whole week. I literally take 2 to 3 hours to prep my meals for 7 days. So prep your meals, limit processed foods. Notice I didn't say eliminate, limit. Again, we're trying to, this is all about living life, having balance. So limit processed foods. As the summer approaches, 5 days, eat clean, no junk, no processed foods. Then on the weekends, go ahead and have a little something. Don't binge, but, eat. There's going to be plenty of cookouts and all that stuff, so. Definitely, again, it's all about balance. So limit processed foods and work out consistently. That's it. You want to see results. You want to get a bigger booty. You want bigger chest. You got to put in the work, and you have to work out consistently.
Nice. That's it. I think you guys got what you needed. He gave you the quick plan, 5 to 6 days a week, 45 minutes. You said, right, Gabe? And everything else, and everything else, in combination with everything else that you said, you gave us a lot. That is how you have a great body this summer. That is how Gabe just told you. And I want you to know that you need to thank Gabe. You need to thank me, okay? Because Gabe is a private trainer, and Gabe has his own fitness company, okay? He gets paid for this. This is free tips that he's giving you, and I can't pay him for it. So something you did just say, the cookouts, you want to talk about something that's different in the summer than any other time of the year. You see that burger come fresh off the grill. You're going to forget all about your eating regimen and all your plans. You're going to want that burger. I'm gonna want that burger. Oh yeah, Gabe, I appreciate you, bro. You the man. Now tell us how to reach you. We're at Gabe1Keys on Instagram and at Gabe Keys on Twitter.
Yep. As you said, at Gabe1Keys on Instagram, and then simply Gabe Keys on Facebook. So make sure you all are following, guys. There's a lot of great content on both of my pages. And you know, just be inspired. And you know, health is wealth. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your minds. And live long, live prosperous, and let's continue to grow and be right.
My man. That's my man. There you have it. And there you have it. And thank you so much, Gabe. Thank you so much, Asia Downing. Thank you. How materialistic is love? How materialistic is love? That's what we're talking about next week, jumping right back into relationships. How materialistic is love next week on the Eric Terrell Show? It's all about love, people. Love your body, okay? That's what I want you to get from today. If nothing else, love your body and work for your body. It's all about love. Everything is all about love. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth and love love. It's not hard to love love because all you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Yes, he did, Gabe. Yes, he did. My man. Appreciate y'all. Hey, send him off with a tune, Gabe. Send him off with a tune. What you got for us? You got it.
Get your body right. Oh, you wanted me to do a serious.
No, that's good enough. That's good enough. They got to pay for some more. We've done a lot, dude. My man.